This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Yes, it is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Wednesday class is in session. Oh, yeah. Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, producer Jess in the house. Good to see you guys. Man, it's been what, a day and a half since?
Yeah. You know, it's always great to see you guys midweek. We love this. And Tim, I love classes in session because, boy, do we get some awesome guests. Just some really inspiring stuff happening out there in education. And, you know, today's guest doesn't fall short of awesome. So Let's go. Let's dig right into it.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, we have the guest. He's Intel's first principal engineer for digital readiness programs and future of work. He's a trailblazer in global AI skilling models and a trusted advisor to governments and organizations and a thought leader on workforce transformation, youth empowerment, and the intersection of technology and social impact. He's a global traveler, keynote speaker, and mentor who has spent 27 years shaping the future of work and education across 50 countries. Welcome to Busted Pencils, Anshul Sonak. Anshul, how are you, our friend?
Good morning. Good afternoon. I'm very good, very excited, looking forward to speaking to each one of you. Education and technology is close to my heart, so very excited for the opportunity.
This is great. And just, you know, so the listener knows, I was at an AI workforce education conference in October here in Central Ohio. And this is where Anshul and I met. I was just there. He was presenting this connection of workforce development, the connection with community colleges, and really this whole AI and education. And we got to talking. And I said, Anshul, we got this show, Busted Pencils. I would love to have you come on the show. And he said, yes. And as Jess and Johnny know, I'm kind of a guest stalker. When I find them, I chase them. I hunt them down until they either block me or they eventually come on the show.
You've got a pretty good success rate, Tim.
I'm pretty good at getting them. So, Anshul, we had you come here. I wonder, though, if you can just, before we really get into the conversation, the work that went on in Ohio, that's going on in Ohio and Intel, community colleges, artificial intelligence, just kind of summarize a little bit about that work. That's a little bit of the history and where you're going with it. And that'll kind of lead us into our conversation.
Oh, yeah, sure. So Intel Digital Readiness Programs are a suite of programs to really bring digital readiness for everyone. Hey, so now the bigger issue is, digital economies are growing much faster than physical economies worldwide. And for digital economy to flourish, we really need to bring the benefit of digital economy equally in a more inclusive way for everyone. So that's why digital readiness of people, of all people, irrespective of your gender, location, ethnicity, economic background, is very, very, very important, especially for emerging technologies like artificial intelligence. So what we do is really help prepare digital readiness of people by giving them enough skills, more trusted environment, and show them what can the responsible outcome mean in an academical environment. And that's where schools, colleges, community colleges, universities are very important for us. So I really drive that public-private partnerships with academia worldwide. And in US, we have a flagship program, AI for Workforce, which is what you saw over there in Ohio in action.
Mm-hmm. And it was at a community college, Hawking Community College, where we're there. So a lot of this work really does a connection to community colleges seem to be at the heart of this initiative. I was wondering if, you know, is why community colleges and how they're working. Talk to us about that population of students and kind of why you're saying this is a great place for Intel and artificial intelligence and that skilling you're talking about.
So the bigger issue is right now, artificial intelligence, the way it is exploding worldwide, right? It's like a new electricity. It's touching everyone's life. But the awareness and education of artificial intelligence is with a very small percent of population. So it's a geeky conversation today. AI researcher, AI engineers, AI developers, right? So only the technologists speak about it, but it's a new electricity. Everybody should be knowing because everybody's using artificial intelligence. So when you think from a future of work and future of job standpoint, hardly 1 or 2% people worldwide and also in US go and become AI researcher or AI engineer or AI developer. Most of the people like you and me go and become an average AI responsible user and consumer. And if you have to really contribute to the economy, you have to go beyond that and really become a responsible AI creator, solution builder. So like in your job, you are in a media job. You are talking of a marketing function, right? So functions like marketing, purchase, sales, you know, all kinds of functions in all kinds of industries, be it media, be it healthcare, be it transportation, manufacturing, so and so forth, they will require AI solution builders. So you don't have to be necessarily AI developer or engineer, but still need to know how to create solutions responsibly. Now, if you think about it, what's the best place for you to really bring AI skill at a scale level, to create an impact which can touch everybody's life? Now, that's what Intel is passionate about. Intel's corporate purpose is to really build world-changing technology that improves everybody's life. Now, improving everyone's life is very important. And our strategy around AI at a corporate level is bring AI everywhere. So you cannot bring AI everywhere if you're not bringing AI skills everywhere. And that's where the community colleges in US come in. Because if you look at US landscape, more than 50% of the US workforce, right, goes via community college system. And again, as I said, if AI has to be truly inclusive, you have to think about bringing AI skills for all people, irrespective of your gender, location, ethnicity, economic background, and so on and so forth. So that's the pivotal role which community college plays in this country. And that's what we do through our programs, AI for Workforce, by providing them not just skilling related content and training and resources, but more importantly, opportunities, platforms, policy guidance, technology guidance, so that everyone can benefit from AI in their own day-to-day lives and day-to-day work.
Johnny.
Well, that's excellent, Anshul. And it kind of sets up this next question, because I think you started to go into it here. But, you know, I really love that you talked about Intel's corporate mission. And you connected with that sort of what I'll impose my language on it, like social impacts.
Yes.
Right? You're really looking for a better society and a role that not only Intel, but partnerships with Intel and educators can contribute to a better society. Can you talk a little bit more about, for our listener, that potential social impact that you see there? You see the, like, there's a better world ahead and these partnerships can help us get there. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. So, the way we live and the way we work is changing very fast. But the fundamental, both learning and work, will remain an integral social experience, right? So if that is a if learning is a social experience, work is a social experience, AI is not just then a new technology. It's also a new way of working. It's a new way of building intelligence. It's a new electricity, as a lot of people say. So we have to figure out a new way of collaborating, a new human-machine partnership, right? Where human strengths, what humans can do better than machine, really is always at the forefront. When a lot of intelligence can be built with AI, let's not forget there are certain things which humans can do only, right? For example, feelings. For example, I forget a lot. Right. That's my advantage because I do not carry then the grudge. Right. I can forgive. I can forget. AI cannot. Right. So that's a new way of thinking about human machine partnership. Right. So when you think about a social impact and from a social landscape or broader development, right, AI can really add a lot. And that's why you have to think about bringing not just tech skill, but a social skills. The social skills around problem solving, understanding new problems, building empathy, explaining it in a simple language. All these other social skills with AI skills in an education setting, which is where community colleges play a pivotal role, right? Taking it beyond the developers and engineers and computer science nerds, right? For everyone, so that they can build a right solution for their own context, their own communities. So that's where the social impact landscape is going. What can I do with AI to solve my own community water problem? Or how can I improve my own city transportation using AI? If everybody starts becoming a responsible solution builder, that will really add a lot of value.
Anshul, this is such a great conversation. And yes, sure Busted Pencils, we are talking to the Principal Engineer for Digital Readiness and Programs in the Future of Work from Intel, Anshul Sonak. If you have a question and want to drop us, you know, something that you'd like to know, remember, we have the Busted Pencils mailbag number, and that's available to you, 608-557-8577, 608-557-8577. That's the Busted Pencils mailbag. You can drop us a note if you have a question for Anshul. We will get it to him, and he will gladly, well, I kind of put him on the spot, help us answer that, because I would send it out to him. Anshul, you're talking about that social impact, and I think maybe one way, too, is to put a contextual way of describing was what I saw there in Southeast Appalachia, Ohio, with Hocking College, and that connection to rural and healthcare and how those were all kind of coming together, because in rural Southeast Ohio, the ability to get the services one needs is a real challenge. And that's the kind of social impact you're talking about, right? And if you could talk more about that.
Yeah. So the social impact has to be contextualized to the local community needs. Now, the local community problems, and here's the solution, has to also come from the local communities, right? And that's where the rural economies have to really embrace AI in a much more open way, rather than thinking that somebody from Silicon Valley will come in and solve my problems. Now, that's exactly where the issue of taking agency with AI, taking ownership that I know AI and I can use AI responsibly to solve my community problems. This is where the future entrepreneurs, this is where the future solution builders will come in. What can AI mean otherwise for my neighborhood shop, which has a florist shop, people which is run by an old lady with 4 or 5 employees, right? How can I use AI to attract more customer, give better customer service, give better pricing, so on and so forth? This is exactly where AI can add a lot of value in my context, in my community. So instead of just saying that, hey, AI is something which Silicon Valley geeky people will keep on talking, we all need to build fluency and literacy about AI and then think about responsible outcomes in our own context. Now, that is exactly where the AI for development, AI for social impact can play a significant role. And that's exactly what we want to really bring through community colleges and all our partnerships.
Well, the community colleges, sorry, Jenny, I got some of these questions just pop up in my head, and I have this statistic, 110 community colleges have been involved since 2020. The future then is to continue to add more or to continue to develop what the partnerships you have. I'm just thinking if there's a community college out there, president or a provost or a vice president of administration listening to the show, and they're like, wow, wait a minute. I mean, what's the future of this partnership?
A couple of things. So one, we physically cannot go to all the community colleges across country. Definitely, we don't know that. So we need a scale anchors. So we have a few scale anchors like American Association of Community College, which is an anchor partner. We have National Applied AI Consortium, which is an anchor partner. We are developing colleges in a few focus states where Intel has a significant presence, like what you saw in Hocking College, Ohio, right? Or similarly in Arizona, similar Maricopa, Arizona, or Miami-Dade in Florida, so on and so forth. So we are building these anchor colleges, which in turn can do a lot of scaling and build the local communities. Having said that, if there is a college which has a higher interest and if they want to build a deeper relationship, they can always talk to us directly too, right? But we really want to show the impact via this anchor partner so that the scale happens without over-dependency on Intel.
Johnny.
I mean, this is great, Anshul. I am appreciating this conversation so much, and I bet our listeners are as well, because we've talked so much on Busted Pencils about the importance of like career readiness and about, you know, we teach teachers whether that be at the community college level, the university level, or just K-12. And we talk so much about the role technology plays in our lives. And so seeing these kinds of partnerships and hearing about them strengthens our public education, strengthens global education. So we are honored to have you here as someone who shares that vision, but from a different sector, and talking about the way that, you know, we talk about public education being a bedrock of democracy, but you talked about collaboration and partnerships. And I think that's really, Tim, what it's about, are those collaborations and partnerships that make our community stronger. And like Anshul shared, it's got to come from our communities, right? And so I love this conversation, and I love the work that's happening here. Anshul, can you share with us and our listeners, from your perspective, what are your goals looking forward? Like, hey, 10, 15 years from now, what should we hope to see through these amazing partnerships and this exciting work?
So from the perspective of a goal, right, every college, every workforce coming in this country to be AI ready is the goal which we and all our ecosystem partners are taking, right? And we want to really be a proactive catalyst in that goal or vision that every workforce is an AI-ready worker, right? Workforce, a responsible AI-ready workforce for the country's economic and social growth. But for that to happen, I mean, at an operational level, we have to really build a lot of operating models. So with the colleges, we are wanting to build very inclusive AI ecosystem with better AI access. And, you know, especially with the faculty, since you talked, we really want to give this message that AI and delivering this AI learning and teaching ecosystem, it has to be both high tech, which is where the AI is, it's a high tech, but it can also be high touch. Now that's where this community collaboration model, high touch, right? We do not believe that faculties of all kinds of colleges will just go online and learn some of the skills. It's not going to happen. We have to really build a good high touch model whereby they learn from each other. There is a good proactive community support. So these are some of the operational goals which we are saying, that build a scale, but in a very responsible and intentional way so that everybody feels included rather than think that, oh, this is too ticky a conversation, it's not for me. That's not how you build an inclusive environment in this country.
Yeah, Anshul, can you expand on high touch? I love that concept and I think I understand it, but look, maybe clarify it for myself and our listeners.
So a conventional model of AI training, which many people say is, okay, here are my 100 resources, go and do the training yourself. If you are sitting in a college in rural Ohio, right, we would say, come to our sessions, really have an interactive interaction, immersive learning and teaching environment like this, high touch, whereby we learn from each other. We really build solution together. We really kind of demystify the topic of AI together and really build that pipeline of career readiness rather than saying that, here is my great product, here is my great website, go and learn yourself.
I love this.
High touch, that's where the touch comes in.
I love this. Couple of things, Anshul, talking to us and our listeners about, you know, the high touch training, the opportunity to learn from a person. I come back around to, you shared earlier in this wonderful interview here with us in class in session that you called it that this is an integral social experience. And that just, folks, that just really ties it together. It sort of busts that myth that Anshul's saying here and Intel is saying, you know, that AI is for programmers, for technology, you know, minded folks, for folks who want to work in tech. But technology is part of our culture. And it's part of all of our work experiences, all of our collaborations, all of our friendships. Even we talk about the role that social medias are playing in everything we do. And so I love how you talked about it, Anshul, as an integral social experience. So I just wanted to highlight that. Really great stuff. Go ahead, Tim. Sorry, I'm taking
I appreciate that too, Johnny, because there's so many things we're thinking about here. And Anshul, just to point that out, you know, so many people are like, I don't like technology. I don't like computers. Like, and that's okay. That's okay. And that doesn't mean, though, that you shouldn't have skills and an understanding of AI. In fact, a lot of the users are going to not be high-tech skilled people. And we find this coming up all the time is going, you know, as I've really moved as an educator, you know, working with future teachers, working in the community to bring the ability to help people recognize that our lives, and Johnny, you talked about that, and we had a guest on earlier, that this is a cultural move in a direction that requires, of course, a teaching and learning skill set, but that high touch, that connection, so that, we use the metaphor here on Busted Pencils on show, my neighbor, so that my neighbor starts to recognize that. And then again, using that illustration from rural Ohio, because that's in rural Ohio, we're all neighbors. We're all neighbors. And so that high touch and that connection there really, really makes a difference. Ancho, one last question though. Success story, awesome connection, a student that had something, a college, if you could share one story to really get somebody excited, because you've done this now for so long, you probably have more than one story, I'm sure. But if there was a story that stuck out to you, what would it be?
Lots of them. So one story which stuck out to me from US standpoint is in Houston Community College. We had a Impact Festival winner last year, a 51-year-old lady named Dina. So after 28, 29 years of administrative experience, she went to community college, learned AI skills. She became a global winner because she, along with her teams, they formed a team and they created an AI model to predict industrial hazards in the factory shop floor where there is no GPS signals. So they created digital twin model to really predict, okay, where can be the potential hazards. So very, very important to people's life, which can really impact everybody, created by somebody who had no AI learning experience earlier, totally a non-technologist. So it's just creating a whole new social experience, forming a new type of team, playing with the strength of each other, and really solving a problem, which otherwise nobody was thinking earlier, right? Factory shop floor, small factories where there are no GPS signals. If you can imagine a model where you can predict industrial safety, industrial hazards, right? Those are some of the things which we see. If I can give you a second story, I just met a student. I just met a student earlier last week who created a simple web browser which forces me to sit straight. If I sit like this, the web browser become blurry. Can you imagine? Right? So that's what, and this is a young student, 16-year-old, right? So this is what people can do with AI once you have a basic AI literacy and AI fluency. Very simple innovation, very important, but it changes my habit to sit straight. Is if I'm not sitting straight, sit like this, the browzer detects and it becomes blurry, right?
All so four people of us can just do
such kind of local innovation.
Yeah, it's funny, Angel. All of us kind of sat up straight when you said that because we're seeing ourselves, Johnny.
Yeah, I just want to take this moment for all of our listeners and for us, Tim, Jess, and I. Anshul Sonak, thank you for joining us. Thanks for Busting Pencils and keep up this exciting and really impactful work.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
And now for your moment of zen. I have no right to despair. I insist on hope. Hey, thanks listeners for tuning in or for downloading the podcast. Remember, you can always call or text us. Leave us a message in our mailbag, 608-557-8577. And don't forget, Friday's drop, free throws and face-offs, and to tune in on Saturday. What does it mean to be a super teacher? Also, don't be late for homeroom on Monday, and keep busting pencils.